Pigeon's back, and guess who's got him?
Pigeon's back, and guess who's got him?
Pigeon's back, and guess who's got him?
Philco Corporation, world's largest radio manufacturer, presents... Your Radio Hall of Fame, starring Paul Whiteman and Martha Tilton, and honoring today... Walter Pigeon and Jean Sablon. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Paul Whiteman.
Good evening, and for the Philco Corporation, welcome to Radio's Hall of Fame, where every week we bring you stars made great by your recognition. Recognition such as you have accorded our own Martha Tilton. And confidentially, Walter Winchell tells me her picture will be on the cover of next Sunday's Mirror in full color. So here's Martha now to sing Dr. Lawyer Indian Chief.
There's a doctor living in your town. There's a lawyer and an Indian chief. Neither doctor, lawyer, or Indian chief could love you any more than I do. There's a barrel of fish in the ocean and a lot of little birds in the blue. Neither fish nor fowl, says the wise old owl, could love you any more than I do. No, 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 it couldn't be true that anyone else could love you like I do. I'm gonna warn all the dead-eyed dicks that you're the chick with the slickest tricks, and every tick of my ticker ticks for you. Follow through, tell the doc to stick to his practice, tell the lawyer to settle his case, send the engine chief and his Tommy Hawk back to little rain in the face. Cause you know, no, no, it couldn't be true that anyone else could love you like I do. I'm gonna warn all the dead I did that you're the chick with the slickest trick, and every tick of my ticker ticks for you. Follow through, tell the doc to stick to his practice, tell the lawyer to settle his case, send the engine chief and his Tommy Hawk back to little rain in the face. Cause you know, no, no, true that anyone else could love you like I do.
That was Martha Tilton singing Dr. Lawyer Indian Chief. And I'll bet you'd give a pretty to have it on a record. Now, all you people who like recorded music, listen to this. Philco has just introduced a new way to play records, an amazing invention that revolutionizes the phonograph. It's the sensational Philco 1201, an automatic radio record player that starts, plays, and stops automatically. You just put any size record in the slot, close the door, and it plays. No more bother with lids, controls, tone arms, or needles. You don't even see the needles or the tone arm. No adjustments to make for 10 or 12-inch records. You never even have to center the record on the turntable. And if you want to hear the same record over, you simply open the door and shut it again. You won't believe it till you see it. So simple and easy, you can play it in the dark. Prove it to yourself. Just go to your Philco dealer tomorrow and ask him to demonstrate the sensational new Philco 1201, the new way to play records. Only Philco has it. So remember, the Philco 1201, another great new radio development from Philco, the leader.
famous for quality the world over.
The stars of the entertainment world are only as great as you, the audience, make them. And that's certainly true of the people we think deserve a hand up the stairway to the stars. You give the final answer to the question, how great will they become? Today we'd like to have your opinion of a young man who I think is a truly extraordinary harmonica virtuoso. His name is Stan Fisher. Stan, what are you going to play?
Enesco's Romanian Rhapsody.
Well, okay, Stan, and we're all ready. You take off when ready. That was wonderful, wonderful, Stan. You can tell from that applause that our audience think you're on your way up the stairway to the star.
Thank you very much.
History is marked with great sacrifices. Queen Isabella gave up her jewels to finance Columbus. Samson gave his hair for Delilah. A famous ruler gave his kingdom for a horse. Tonight we have in the Radio Hall of Fame a man who also made a great sacrifice. He gave up Garson so she could get Gable. Ladies and gentlemen, Walter Pidgeon.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you, Paul. Paul, I'm a little bewildered. What was the meaning of that thing at the beginning of the show? Pigeons back and guess who's got him.
Oh, I know how you feel, Walter. I guess you'd rather not talk about it.
Talk about what?
Oh, we understand, old boy. Chin up. No tears.
No tears?
You're not sorry that Garson got Gable?
No, I wasn't trying to get Gable.
Well, I'm mighty glad to see you taking it that way.
Oh, it was nothing, old man.
Oh, Walter, you can't fool me. I can see you're deeply shaken. And I've got somebody that'll help you forget.
Now, wait a minute.
Oh, she's all that a man could ask for. She's young.
Oh.
She's vivacious.
Really?
She sparkles.
Oh.
Hey, wait, I'll get my hat and go with you.
Maybe I better handle this alone.
Okay, selfish. I think this is the right address. You'll know the moment you see her.
No.
Why, it's Fred Allen's Mrs. Nussbaum.
You are expecting maybe Greer Garfinkel.
And you are expecting maybe Fred Allenberg.
Match?
Well, there must be some mistake. You see, I am Walter Pigeon.
Walter Pigeon, I'm knowing you instantaneously.
Really? Now, how did you recognize me? Was it my voice, my physique, or my profile?
Not this.
Then how did you know I was Pigeon?
I'm looking on your toes.
Pigeon toes. Mrs. Nussbaum, not you too. People are always making jokes about me because of my name. Why, a lady once asked me to lift up my trousers so she could tie a message around my ankle.
This is a joke, son. Mr. Pigeon, by me, this is no laughing matter. You are my favorite actor. I'm always telling my husband, Pierre, he should be like you.
You want your husband to be like me?
I'm saying, Pierre, darling, smoking a pipe, carrying a cane, kissing me on the hand.
And he tried all those things? How did it work out?
Terrible. The pipe is making him sick. It is a corn cobble. And with the cane, he is tripping people in the subway.
Well, did he at least kiss your hand?
One night he is coming into the kitchen. I'm cooking supper.
I see.
Mine hands is in the chopped liver. Instead, kissing my hands,
yes,
he is licking them.
I don't wish to disillusion you, Mrs. Nussbaum, but actually I am not the sophisticated hand-kissing type you imagine.
You mean you are not smoking a pipe?
Not when it interferes with chewing my bubble gum.
This by me is a disappointment. You are not even kissing a girl on the hand?
Not if she's got a head on her.
These things I'm not telling the ladies from my Walter Pigeon fan club.
You have a fan club for me?
But death. At the last meeting, the ladies is voting you the man they would most like to.
Most like to what?
This the secretary is still translating.
Mrs. Nussbaum, you do me a great honor. At last, the pin-up boy of the Bronx.
Mr. Pigeon, one thing I'm wanting to ask you.
What is it?
Once I'm seeing you, you are Mr. Miniver, right?
Uh-huh.
Then you are Mr. Curie, right?
Right.
The next time, you are Mr. Parkington.
Well?
When are you going to settle down?
I think you've got something there, Mrs. Nussbaum. If Greer Garson ever plays a widow, I'm dead.
Exactly. Mr. Pigeon, if you are looking for a leading lady with charm, with personality, with talent, I know the girl for you.
You mean,
Who else, Pansy Nussbaum? After all, what is Greer Garson having that I ain't having? All right, so she's got a slight accent.
Well, Mrs. Nussbaum, acting takes... It takes a bit of training, you know.
Training, he says. When I'm attending P.S. 58 Night School, in the class play, I, Pansy Nussbaum, am starring.
Really?
But try me out, Mr. Pigeon. Play with me a scene from Madame Curie.
But Mrs. Nussbaum...
This I'm knowing frontwards and backwards.
Backwards?
I'm reading it in two languages.
Oh, well, very well, then. Now, let's see what we can improvise. In the picture, you may remember that Madame Curie and I spent years on our project. We were trying to isolate the precious radium from pitch blends.
So far, I am following.
Failure followed failure.
Then I am running in and hollering, "Alas, monsieur, I found it, I found it. Radium at last."
Marie, you found radium? How?
Easy.
But where?
I'm buying a Mickey Mouse wristwatch and scraping it off.
Mrs. Nussbaum, may I say that you walked right away with that scene?
Thank you.
Now, may I do a scene from Madame Curie?
Certainly. Professional jealousy is not in my nature.
Good. You recall that I visit a jewelry shop to buy my wife, Madame Curie, a gift. As I enter the shop, the proprietor says to me,
"Is there anything I can show you, monsieur?"
I would like to buy a pair of earrings for a lady. We're going to a party tonight.
Oh, yes, monsieur. Did you have anything special in mind?
Well, I've seen women wearing earrings that I thought were very pretty. Of course, I would like to get something to match the lady's gown.
And might I ask the color of the gown, monsieur?
It's dark red.
Oh?
It's rather a special gown. Not low, of course, but...
What do you think of these, monsieur? They are amethysts. They are very lovely.
Oh, yes, aren't they? And what are these?
Those are garnets.
Really? They're both very lovely, aren't they? I hardly know...
Well, it would depend on the shape of the lady's face. Is it round or oval?
I would say her face was oval. Yes, oval.
And is she blonde or...
Oh, blonde, definitely. Not too blonde. I mean, she can't... Well, just blonde. And her hair is sort of gold, you know.
Gold?
Yes. And her eyes are gray. Very calm and gray. And her coloring is very, very lovely. Sort of smooth skin and nice, delicate coloring. And, well, I don't know whether it would be of any help to you or not, but I believe the lady is quite beautiful.
Walter, that was swell. Your performance is an honor to Radio's Hall of Fame.
Thank you, Paul.
By the way, let's get together for dinner this week. Where are you staying?
Don't let it get around, but I've got a seat in the mezzanine at the music hall.
Living there?
No, but I want to make sure I'll have it when they open MGM's picture version of A.J. Cronin's Green Years.
Walter, somebody put you up to that.
Could be, Paul. But before I go, may I thank you for giving me the opportunity of playing opposite one of my favorite radio comedians, Minerva Pius. I think her Mrs. Nussbaum is perhaps the most brilliant characterization on the air today.
I couldn't agree more completely, Walter. And so to Minerva Pius, Philco Radio Hall of Fame presents the following citation for her outstanding contribution to the art of radio acting, with particular regard to her residence in Allen's Alley.
Thank
Minnie,
you.
It gives me great pleasure.
Thank you, Paul. I'm honored. Now, Paul, would you do me a favor? Would you play one of my old favorites among your records, Stumbling?
Minnie, that arrangement reminds me of my belt in the back suits. But let's take a whirl at it, boys. Let's whirl it.
Thank you.
Now that I have to wear my belt in the front, I can't believe that the band ever sounded like that. But it's a very neat introduction into... What does that tell you, Glenn?
All that says how long Philco has been tops in radio, Paul. The world's largest radio manufacturer. And today, Philco is resuming its radio leadership with brilliant new features and engineering improvements, like the sensational Philco 1201, the new way to play records. It's the world's first automatic radio record player. You just put a record in the slot, close the door, and it plays. No lid to lift, no tone arm to touch, no needle to set. You don't even have to center the record on the turntable. Philco's 1201 is the most exciting new radio invention since Philco introduced the first table model, back when Paul Whiteman's band was playing...
Whispering. Remember, folks? Glenn, it sounds out of this world when I play it on that Philco 1201 you're talking about.
Oh, you go for the 1201, Paul.
Greatest thing to play records I ever saw. I've got a teenager at my house, and the combination is a natural. She keeps the living room knee-deep in records.
How about you?
Well, I'm just kind of natch-bone lazy, and it's the greatest luxury in the world to sit back and take a gander through my favorite records and just slip them in the slot and let them play. And folks, you'll get the idea fast if you'll just ask your dealer to show you Philco's marvelous new 1201 playing personality.
Make a note to see your Philco dealer tomorrow. Get him to demonstrate Philco's amazing new invention, the 1201, the new way to play records.
France has given us Styles by Schiaparelli, Perfume by Chanel, and Songs by Savalon. One song in particular, Symphony, which Jean alone has made America's number one tune. Ladies and gentlemen, the continental favorite, the international ambassador of song, Jean Sablon.
Merci.
Merci? Merci what?
Merci d'autre.
Oh, that's the end. A French hep cat. Jean, what are you going to sing for us?
I would like to sing Volvere, Au revoir. Tonnerre, spere porti, and I'll be yours.
Oh, John, I'm sorry, but this is only a half-hour program. We haven't time for all those songs.
But don't worry, Paul. All these different titles are really just one song, J'attendrai. You know, new sets of lyrics have been written in five different languages since I first introduced it in Paris 8 years ago.
Well, do you think it's going to be as great a favorite in the United States as Symphony?
I hope so, Paul. But it's really up to the public.
And, John, what are your plans for the future?
Well, this Tuesday, I'm flying to Europe. I'll sing in Brussels, Friday and Saturday in Paris.
Well, you certainly get around fast. And how do you do it?
Jet propulsion.
Well, then you better hurry up and sing before we lose you.
We'd love to. J'attendrai le jour et la nuit, j'attendrai toujours ton retour, j'attendrai. Car l'oiseau qui s'enfuit vient chercher l'oubli dans son lit. Le temps passe et court en battant tristement dans mon cœur plus lourd. Et pourtant,
j'attendrai ton retour. Reviens bien vite, les jours sont froids et sans limite, les nuits sans toi. Quand on se quitte, on oublie tout, mais revenir est si doux. Si ma tristesse peut t'émouvoir, avec ivresse, reviens un soir, et dans mes bras, tout s'oubliera. J'attendrai toujours ton retour. Car l'oiseau qui s'enfuit vient chercher l'oubli dans son lit. You're in every prayer, every soul, every dream, dear. You're everywhere, comme moi t'aimais, night and day,
just one of the public, I'll buy that. And bon voyage, Jean. Thanks, Walter Pigeon and Minerva Pius, for being with us. It was an honor to honor you in Philco's Radio Hall of Fame. Ladies and gentlemen, be back with us next week to greet George Jessel and, my gracious, who is this coming here?
And Bill Bojangle Robinson.
Bojangle, you wouldn't even let me introduce you.
Mr. Whiteman, when I'm invited to the Hall of Fame, I wants to introduce myself.
Well, I'll see you next week, Bill.
And, brother, I will be here with taps on.
And of course, on hand will be our own Martha Tilton and yours truly, Paul Whiteman.
Don't miss Philco's other program, The Breakfast Club with Don McNeil, Monday through Friday, over most of these same stations. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.